It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure. Like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for swap meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flam.
Here I am.
There he is. It's the download. 720 WGN in studio. Greg Flam at DuPage Picker. Facebook and Twitter. This is the segment we do every Wednesday night where we evaluate your junk.
Yes.
Sounds gross.
Yeah.
Whether it's in the attic, the basement, hanging out in the wall right in front, a party starter. What do you want to brag about? 312-981-7200. This segment, of course, brought to you by Wolf's Flea Market. 312-981-7200. How are you, Greg?
I'm awesome. Great weekend selling and picking, and it's always awesome with Wolf's out in Rosemont.
So this is, this is prime time. There's 4th yep. of July weekend. There's something special about garage sales?
And from here to Labor Day, it's like every day there'll be garage sales. Monday, Tuesday, it doesn't matter. It's every day now. So keep your eyes open. I break for garage sales. Got the bumper sticker on the back of my car. So
do you really have that?
No.
No, come on.
No.
But, best
yeah,
ever,
but I will, and I've hit the brakes kind of hard to find a garage sale.
All right, what do you got tonight?
Okay,
I
kept our weekly Bears poster. I'll get to that
look
in
at
a
that
second.
Thing.
But I brought in Kasingles, so we can revisit that.
You're the best, Greg. All right, first let's look at this poster.
Sure.
So this is a world champ Chicago Bears poster.
Super Bowl 20.
We need to get a better look at this. Okay, so it's just huge.
Yeah, and this was an Amoco promo. And this would probably be in the top four as far as Super Bowl 20 posters.
Really?
As far as, one of the higher
price
ones.
Because it's like all action
it's like
shots or something?
30, 40, yeah. Well, mostly because, you find the score is the big thing, and they want that Super Bowl 20 logo. So any poster
the
that
Bears
has that
we got
Super
it.
Bowl 20, yeah. And they'll be living off that forever.
Yeah,
so,
right.
But yeah, it's got the score. But what I love is God bless Walter, but he's got this look on him like, I can't believe I'm not going to score a touchdown
he
in
does.
This game.
They got
an
action
Fridge
shot.
Will,
action shot of him looking angry.
Yeah.
They got,
the look he's got.
Dent down on the bottom there in the robe.
Yeah.
And you got, this is a very weird.
You got Bob Costas here with, presenting Richard Dent, MVP. But what's great is he's got some stats here from the playoffs and from the game. It's a really nice collage type poster.
I love
it's
it.
Not just one thing.
All right.
But yeah,
what
it's in the top
got?
Four.
What else you got?
I picked this weekend the old Mattel electronics basketball. Kind of common, but 1977 is the first version. They reissued them 2002. They're not as worth as much, but the 77 and 78 versions are the ones you want. I brought in the WGN Chicago Cubs promo. For
it's a
radio.
Right.
And I'm going to fix this and give this to my buddy Pete back there because I know he's the Cubs fan. But the battery thing is broken, but I know how to fix it. So I'm going to fix that and give that to him. But
it's
awesome. Got the 720 WGN logo. It was a promo, I'm sure, at the park. And then, of course, I brought in a stack of Kasingles because we didn't have any.
What do you got?
All right. I've got Aerosmith, Love in an Elevator.
Two guitar solos on that song, by the way.
Right,
go ahead. Yeah. What else you got?
B-52's Love Shack, Metallica, Enter Sandman, Motley Crue, Dr. Feelgood.
Oh, yeah.
Green Jello, Three Little Pigs, which is probably one of the more valuable ones of the stack. And then I've got an actual sampler. It was a promo from BMG Records back in the day of 20 different artists that they
on one Kasingle?
On this one Kasingle. Yeah, Annie Lennox, all kinds of. What's rare about
you
it
get
is
20 songs on a Kasingle?
It's got
the technology.
Probably
that 12
to 15 anyway. Yeah, I exaggerate. But yeah, the probably the most expensive one I know was Love Shack by B-52. I was surprised. I thought that'd be, they sold a million, they wouldn't be that high, but that's like a $7 Kasingle. The other ones are like $3 to $7. So here's what Kasingles look like. And. Yeah, so
what Kasingles look like.
Well, we got a nice
you
audience
these
out
people
front.
in the window.
Yep.
And you're like, let me show you kids. Have you ever seen a Kasingle before? Let me show you.
Does anyone know? This gentleman has to know.
Yeah.
The younger people don't know.
All right. So we got some good stuff.
Yeah, it was a good, good week, good selling, good weather. This weekend looked pretty good. Early on, it will be good weather.
All right, well,
Sunday.
Let's get to the phones. Let's see what we got here.
Yep.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Because we're getting a lot of stuff already.
312
981-7200. Let's go to Claudette. Claudette, what do you want to brag about, Claudette?
Oh, I don't want to brag, but I have a question. I have a poster. It's a Janis Joplin poster. Mm-hmm. The artist is Jay-Z Lynch. Okay. And it was at the Auditorium Theater, and I was wondering, is there a market for posters?
Yes, especially concert
how
posters.
How are you not bragging about that, Claudette? You just threw out that you had a Janis Joplin from the Auditorium.
It was, I didn't see her. It was given to me a long, long time ago when I was a teenager. And I did see it on the internet that somebody was offering at one time $5,000 for
it. Yeah, some of those concert posters from the 60s, 70s, they were more like 11 by 17 size or something
right.
like that. Those, you have to be careful because they're reproducing those, and they can be, you know, as cheap as $3 or $5, but they look just like, you know, the real ones that can be worth, like you said, thousands of dollars. So you have to be careful. But yeah, if you know you've had it that long, then you you have an original, and I'm sure that's going to be worth easily, I'd say, $300 to $500 to start, and it might even be worth more than that. Because obviously it's so rare that I can't find one on here because it's not common.
Mm-hmm. Where do you go to try to sell something like that?
That you could probably sell online and get the most money. I would just set up an account or have a family member who sells and just do an auction. Make sure they start it at the price that you're willing to. If you only get one bid, make sure you set that price. Because if you can start it at a penny, and you might have to sell for a penny if you don't set that reserve.
Yeah. Thanks, Claudette.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. More importantly, I'm like, Janis Joplin at the Auditorium Theater.
Yeah.
So that's a huge space. I mean, it's thousands of people in that auditorium, right? Am I wrong in the number? But, I mean, you're talking thousands, right? It's like one of the bigger spaces in the city.
I'm going to guess 4,000 or 5,000 easily.
And so the idea, I mean, I'm not saying she wasn't popular, but, you know, I think of that time, and I think of them playing at the Aragon, maybe not the Aragon, but Electric Banana or whatever it was called at the time. But, you know, like
International
the idea.
That, Amphitheater.
Yeah, or playing like clubs as opposed to thousands, 5,000. That's a huge, it's more than 5,000. I want to say it's like up in the tent.
I saw REM there not too long ago, and it was good. It's an awesome venue to see anybody.
No big deal, Greg. Look at you dropping the REM.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
312-981-7200. All right, let's do this. Let's take a break. Come back. I got some people on the line. Paul, stay where you're at. Also got some texts that are in. We'll get to all of it. Greg Flamm is here at DuPage Picker. We're playing the swap meet. Stay with us. Coming off a holiday, like the 4th of July holiday, and having come back on a Wednesday, it feels like a Monday.
It does.
But I'm glad it's Wednesday because it's swap meet time, 312-981-7200. And Greg Flamm in the building at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. We are evaluating your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk.
Yes.
Like I said, 312-981-7200. Let's go to Paul. Paul, what do you want to brag about, bud?
Well, I got a couple dozen silver dollars. Good shape. 1880,
1920,
something like that.
Oh,
1880. Wow. Yeah, it's kind of out of my wheelhouse.
Coins like that, I mean, I feel very ignorant in saying this, but do they appreciate in that way where if you got a coin for a silver dollar from 1920, it's worth more than a dollar?
I would say it's condition, how you kept it.
Like if it's a mint kind of. Yeah. Are they in any sort of velvet? Paul.
No. I used to be a Tribune carrier as a kid, and they got $5 a week, and they paid us in cash once a week.
What?
A little envelope.
Wow. This is a real deal.
In a drawer.
Wow.
If you were my dad, you know what would have happened? I would have snuck in and taken those and taken a ride up to the arcade.
Yeah. All right.
You'd be mad at me right now because I guarantee my dad had cool coins like that, and I'd be like, "Hey, Dad," and come in and like, I'd be like, "I'm gonna go get a cupcake from the village market."
Yeah, it looks like
that was big bucks back in 1950. I thought I'd arrived.
Yeah, I'd have to say they're probably between $50 and $100, depending on the condition. They might be worth more if they're like awesome condition.
No, they're real nice shape, but they're just a pocket change, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. Enjoy the show.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for listening.
There you go. That's awesome, man. That's what I'm talking about right there. Right there. That's how you do it.
Right. You can always look at the side and see how much was silver. That's how I kind of look. If you're looking through change, like with quarters or half dollars, silver dollars, just, you know, kind of look at the side. You can kind of see the amount of silver.
630 says coins are all about condition.
Mm-hmm.
Some are can go for thousands of
dollars. It's all about the condition. It's also where they were minted, things like that. Yeah. So,
all right, let's keep going. Let's go to Ken. Ken, what do you want to brag about, Ken?
Hey, guys, love the segment.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, so what I hear is pretty large. My father, back in the day, we have a family business. bought two World War II Army generators with the little four-cylinder motor that runs it. It's 12 kV, which is about 80 amps. But the interesting thing is I have the manual, the original manual for those Army generators.
Wow. There was no manual, and you have one?
He has the manual. But
no,
you...
no, it came with it.
And you have the generator as well as the manual?
Yeah, and it's a working generator.
Wow. Wow. Can you throw that model number at me again?
It's a 12 kV generator, which turns out to be about 60 to 80 amps.
Sure. Yeah, that is so rare. I doubt I'm going to be able to find that.
Yeah, Mark, where'd you get those?
We bought it from another greenhouse.
Wow.
We have a family greenhouse, so we use it as backup generation.
Wow.
That is an awesome item, and I would love for you to shoot me a photo so I can research that a little bit better for you.
Yeah, there you go.
It's just going to take a little bit too long.
Okay.
I appreciate that, though. That's awesome, though. And the fact you have a manual, the manual alone is probably a few hundred dollars just for that if you were to sell that.
Okay.
All right, well, that's cool. That's cool you got it. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. 312-981-7200. Playing swap meet. All right. 224 says, I have a Crest Sparkle Man telephone in the box.
Yep.
Circa 1987, which was a promo item for Procter & Gamble given to dentists.
Yes.
Last I saw years ago, it was over 75.
Yeah, I'm...
What does that mean, over $75?
Yeah, over 75. I'm finding a handful of them on there between 15 and 25. 15 if they're open, 25 still in the box. And there's probably about four or five currently listed.
I wonder how many, like, that's what's going to be on, you know, sites and eBay and whatever, is just promo items that are given to doctors and dentists.
Right. Promo items in general are awesome because they keep a lot of value and they weren't, you know, mass produced.
Except today it's not product. It's just pharmaceutical companies giving them lunch. So it's leftover guacamole
right.
and chips.
Right.
From when the pharmaceutical company paid for our lunch.
Yeah, memories from strolling down the hall to the next patient.
Right. Exactly. All right. How about this one? A Longaberger.
Okay.
Commemorative barn raising basket. What is that? With tags?
Yep.
And basket liner, still packaged circa 1998.
Yeah, I'm finding a few of those.
What
between,
is that? What is that? Explain what that is. What
it
is
looks kind of like an Easter basket is what I'm finding. But if he still has the tags on it, that could raise the price. Some of the more used ones, I'm finding $25 to $50. So you can start there and just make sure you do an auction. And
that's kind of cool.
I always recommend doing an auction for three times. So if it's a five-day auction, do that three times because I've got stories I could tell you on that third time, two guys got in a bidding war and bid up. A dollar belt buckle that I got bid up to $215, but I had to relist it
what
as an auction
world
three
you
times.
Live in, man, where that's happening.
I am, yeah,
that's crazy.
I'm in that world, you know.
It's a world.
It is.
All right, let's 773's got a great question. Does a 10-year-old item count? I still have an original first generation iPhone.
Yes.
Will those be worth anything one day?
Yes. Anything Apple is just going to go up in value, especially for the next 10-20 years. I sold a first-generation iPod, I think it was for $150. And this was in the bottom of a bin at a garage sale, all scratched up. Somehow people are able to pull some parts out of it and use it. Some people are collecting them. I know I sold my U2 iPod. When that died, it was a dead battery in there, and I still sold it for, I think, $110, $120. I saved the box from it and everything and still got, you know, almost what I paid for it.
Wow. 312-981-7200. Let's go to... Joe, what do you want to brag about, Joe?
Hey, guys. I collect a lot of swizzle sticks. I hope you don't think I've got a problem.
Oh, no. You're after my heart, man. I have so many swizzle sticks. Go on. Tell me what you got.
Gotcha. Two I'll key on because I don't want to waste too much of your time. First is Como Inn.
Okay.
Reputed to be one of Al Capone's favorite hideouts, if you will. And the second one, I think this restaurant, Como's gone, obviously. I know this one might still be in operation. It's the Tadish Grill in Frisco.
Oh, I love that place. I just went there. I went there a year ago. Yeah. That's where they put the bibs on you when you're eating the food.
You got it.
Yeah, right?
Correct.
And it's great. You know what I loved about that place? I'll give those guys so much credit. Food was great. But when you went in there, it was no reservations.
Yep.
And so I go in there, and I say it was packed. There are people everywhere. It's a great little place in downtown San Francisco.
You betcha.
And they go... it's about a 45-minute wait. And he goes, come back. He looks up at the clock on the wall, and he goes, come back at 8:22.
8:20.
And so, like, we hung around. I, like, had a drink or something. Came back, went to the bar across the street. Came at 8:22. He looked up at the clock. He goes, I go, yeah, I'm back at the table. And he looks up. He's like, it's 8:20. Like, he's like, in 2 minutes, I'll seat you. And he did. He sat us at 8:22. I was
awesome.
Like, that's amazing. How can he do that?
Phenomenal. He's precise.
Yeah, I was so good at it. Anyway, Swizzle Sticks. Back to Tatish Grill. Love that place.
Two of them recently sold for $20. And I'm seeing singles for, you know, like $15. There aren't that many, but there's a handful for like $15.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm into...
Nothing phenomenal.
Yeah, I collect a lot of the, like, tiki Hawaiian... Swizzle Sticks. I'm into that. So,
gotcha.
Trader Vic's and stuff like that. So,
can I sleep a third one here? Did you get anything for Como in it or no?
I didn't get that. What was your third one? I'll try
the third one. This is probably nothing, but it's the Red Dog Saloon in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Wow.
The what is it? The red what?
Red Dog Saloon.
Red Dog Saloon. Yeah. Red Dog. Yeah.
I'm looking that up right now.
It's got a dancer with her. So, skirt blown high and blah, blah, blah.
Can I ask you, Joe, and I'll, sure. Greg will ask this too, but what is it about Swizzle Sticks? Just because they got the brand on there? I mean, are you talking about like Swizzle Sticks, like this, that Swizzle, like stir
drinks,
a drink?
Yeah.
Yeah, they go in highballs. They used to call them highballs, okay, like tall glasses.
Right.
And they were almost essential because you didn't have too many of the barmaids or bartenders, I should say, shaking the drinks. So it's swizzle for a reason. You got to swizzle your own drink.
Yeah, the Red Dog is about $2 to $5, by the way.
Oh, I didn't think it was. I wouldn't think it'd be worth anything. So
yeah, and as far as for people who want to collect them, the more ornate ones are the ones you want. The kind that are just a stick with maybe just the writing on the side, not unless it is like Al Capone related or something. Then that's something. But yeah, the more ornate, the better.
Gotcha.
You know, I will say this, Joe, before I let you go, that I feel like you, me, and Greg get into a business where we go to these fancy cocktail bars, and we go, we can cut your time in half with your shaking and your moving and your messing around with the ice. It takes like 25 minutes until you can get a drink. If we just brought back Swizzle Sticks, that would go much faster. Everybody get their drink in an appropriate amount
of time. Let them do it themselves, yeah.
But if you go to a Hooters or someplace where they employ buxom women, that's half the battle. Shaking the cocktail. So you might lose the argument on that basis.
Maybe.
All right.
Well, thanks, Joe.
Give us a thought.
You betcha. Right. Adios.
Thank you.
312-981-7200. Got a lot of great stuff coming in here. Let's go to Chris. Chris, what do you want to brag about, Chris?
Well, I have got a chair that was purported to have been constructed, made around 1816. There's no maker marks on it whatsoever. And the seat is woven tree bark. And you can see very faded red paint on two of the back, back braces.
Now,
it's like
very, very primitive.
Story, Shel Silverstein's story, The Giving Tree.
Like this exactly.
This is like the end of that tree. Like, you can use me as a seat.
Right. And it's just amazing. I mean, how they wove the tree bark into the seat is just incredible. I have no idea how they did it, but it's a really cool piece.
That's cool. That's a cool piece to brag about. I don't know how, Greg, you find anything on that.
I'm finding just tree bark chairs, and even the newer ones are in the $200 to $400 range. Obviously, you've got the story, and it's going to be worth more than that, what you have.
And I actually have a provenance with it as well. It
there
was in a historical society down south.
Yeah, that's only going to help. Obviously, I'm not going to find anything from the late
1800s. I just love that there's a category called tree bark chair.
Yeah.
It's
a thing still, yeah. There's two of them on there.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you much.
Thanks for calling.
Bye. All right, we got a lot of great stuff coming in for the second half of the Swap Meet tonight. 312-981-7200. Get in line now. Text in. So we got some stuff to talk about coming up after the news. Greg Flamm is here at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter.
When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Or it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flamm.
Let's do it.
312-981-7200. We are evaluating your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk. Tonight on the program, Swap Meet every Wednesday night here. Brought to you by Wolf's Flea Market. 312-981-7200.
981-7200. We got a lot of great stuff. Let's go right to the phones. Let's go to Tim. Tim, what do you want to brag about, Tim?
Well, not bragging so much, but and I forgot it was your night. I'm losing track of everything because we're moving and hauling all this stuff out, moving. My mother's stuff, whatever. But the first two things here are family album from WLS.
Okay.
That was a they had, and now you gotta remember, my folks lived in central Wisconsin. So, I mean, this is going all over the world here, I guess. They're publications published by the Prairie Farmer, 1230 West Washington Boulevard, Chicago, copyright 33. Okay. It's got the whole, everybody that appears on WLS.
It's on the album.
People like Gene Autry, George Gobel.
Wow.
Like 30-some page.
So it's like the barn dance stuff, right?
Yeah, I saw one.
One small section of it, yes, sir. And it's 33 and 34. And I think back in those days, my dad was hauling milk down to Chicago. And I think on a Friday or something, Mom would go along. And they'd stop with some friends. There was a taxi cab driver, I remember him saying, change clothes, go to the Aragon all night, you know.
That's awesome.
And
nice.
Then go back
that's
to work
great.
In the morning.
That's so great. Tim, that's so great.
That's what we want at the
radio
story.
Those radio stations were heard, I mean, forever.
Yeah.
You know, the Rocky Mountains stopped.
The mountains will stop the signal, but yeah. All right, so what do you got on that?
Well, the story, unfortunately, is worth more than the actual item in this case. I found one that recently sold for $10, but they might have, undervalued it since there aren't that many. Definitely do an auction. I think they sold themselves short and just
or hold on
now.
To it and just
yeah, hold on to it. But the story is awesome, though.
Thanks, Tim.
And the 34, by the way, is a much classier book than the 33 for some reason.
Okay. Wow. Right.
Good to know. Thanks, Tim.
Cool. Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Mike. Mike, what do you got, Mike? What do you want to brag about?
Yeah, I got that Walter Payton Doing It Right.
Right.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Okay, do you have the sleeve cover for it? Because I've had a few of those.
Yes, that sleeve that just has a painting.
It's like a cartoonish type painting, caricature type painting.
What is it? What do you mean?
KFC released a promo called Doing It Right, and I think it was Walter Payton... written song, but what you find sometimes you just find it's a Flex record too, by the way, which is, I collect those. Have a whole different kind of Flex records,
right.
And so it's a Flex record, and it had just a folded type sleeve with the picture of Walter on the top or on the front, and they go for about $3 to $6. They're so common though. There's literally a dozen of them on eBay right now.
But okay, an awesome thing to have.
Klaus Weinstein Music Publishing Incorporated.
Right.
Okay.
Then it's got the kernel on the top of the record itself.
Yeah. Well, it's good you got the cover for it because at least if you are going to sell it, you'll get at least a higher price.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
What is this worth, you say?
Between $3 and $6, depending if it's got bends or dog ear type. Yeah, it's not worth a lot. You would think it'd be worth more.
Oh, I'll let my dog chew on it.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
All right, have a good night.
That's awesome. Thank you.
All right, I got one for you. 708 says, and we did a little, okay. Let's see. I lost the original because then they sent some pictures. All right. This is Nikki from where's she from? Fort Worth, from Worth.
Worth, okay. Illinois, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was Fort Worth, but it was from Worth. I have a Darth Vader old-fashioned speakerphone. It's a full figure on a base with numbers as well as the landline connector with it, 1983. Ooh, that's like an Empire of the Strike. That could be Jedi.
Yeah, it's the full figure one.
It's full figured.
You know,
he's holding his belt in front.
Yeah.
A real strong look.
One recently sold, though, for $15.
What?
It might not be working. If that is working, if there's a way, you can still test to see if you get a dial tone. And it could be worth a little bit more. If you have the box, obviously, it's going to be worth more. So that is something she needs to look into.
All right. I was hoping that'd be worth, just for my childhood alone, it'd be worth $250.
Right. And there's probably 3 or 4 different Darth Vader phones out there that I'm seeing.
All right. Let's go to Josh. Josh, what do you want to brag about, Josh?
Hey, guys. I bought an old building in a little farm town. and it's got a bunch of 20 by 20 tin tiles on the ceiling, and I believe they're from the 40s or 50s.
Right.
There's actually crown molding around it that's made out of the same type of tin, and we're trying to figure out whether or not that's worth taking down because it's going to take some time and effort to get it down.
Yeah, if it's not going to be too hard to take them down, they are worth saving. You can get some money for them. I'm going to look up the general amounts, but I do see them, probably two or three vendors at Rosemont have those, and obviously they made them. They're made obviously every different way. You know, some have like the circle crown, some, you know, are just square tiles, but they're selling them. Sure. So obviously someone's making money on them. So, I'm trying to find what we're talking here.
They are painted. Do I take the time, you think, to get the paint off them before I sell them, or just sell them?
Probably not. You could probably just sell them as is and let whoever's going to buy them decide if they want to do that or not.
Great. Thank
All right.
So
awesome. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
All right. Thanks, there. Okay. So 630. I feel like we saw this. I saw this one last week. I got all excited and we forgot to talk about it because it was right at the end. I got the G.I. Joe aircraft carrier.
Oh, yeah. I wrote
with
that
the
down.
Box and all the pieces. Pretty big. Wondering if it's worth anything. Now you're speaking my language, 630. You're speaking my language because I'm always a big fan of the G.I. Joe from the 80s. The G.I. Joe that always shows up here in the swap meetings. I got the big doll from the 60s. I like the guys like Destro, Cobra Commander, maybe a Chameleon, Zartan. Wasn't there a Zartan?
Got me on
Come
that.
Come on, Greg. This is where you're supposed you know, to go. Yeah, Zartan
I was a
goes
big
through.
Gym guy growing up. So,
All right. So
I mean, I know the G.I. Joe stuff
The G.I.
Is
Joe
huge.
Aircraft was a big deal because it was like one of those, like the biggest toy you could get. And it was like, and there were guys like Shipwreck. He had the parrot on his shoulder.
Yeah, the big one is the scuba one where he had like the whatever jetpack type thing, scuba.
Yeah,
thing
those are the big guys though.
Yeah,
this is the aircraft carrier is going to be more of the 80s guy.
Yeah,
right?
It's definitely big money, $200 to $500. I'm going to see what's recently sold for that. But yeah, big money, especially if the box for it, it's going to be huge. I mean, when you look this stuff up and you start seeing just the tiny little parts are going for $20, you'll know right away you've got something, you know, big.
Well, if you're not going to sell it, just invite us over to play with it.
Right.
Like I know for a fact Pete and I would be there in a second.
Yeah, just
as long as you've got Snake Eyes.
Nice.
Wasn't Snake Eyes the ninja? Wasn't there a ninja guy? Yeah, Snake Eyes. He was like I think he was a good guy. Anyway,
yeah,
Destro's the bad guy. I'm just helping you out,
no,
Greg. When you
I'm
go
learning.
To the garage sales
I'm learning.
This
it's
weekend,
a learning moment for
and
me.
And you see a bunch of G.I. Joe guys there. You know, maybe maybe stop glossing over those.
Well,
and go
the
for
reason
them.
I gloss over is because they usually have them like overpriced. Just same thing like the 70s Kenner or Star Wars figures. They're all overpriced. So I usually just walk past it. And
well,
dig
the number
for
one
else.
Guy is Duke. I think he was played by one of the Quaid brothers in the movie. Duke. He's like the good guy boss.
Okay.
And on the other side is Cobra. Seize him! That guy is the bad guy.
All right.
I'm just letting you know. Let's go to Susan's got toys as well. Susan, you sent in a picture as well of the Hot Wheels.
I did. I have two Hot Wheels. They're both in the box. They were from my grandmother's when we cleaned out her house. And the back of the packages both say 1969 Mattel. Wow. They've never been opened.
Nice. Wow, those are cool. That's very cool.
Yeah, I mean, open, they're like $20 or so and higher. I'm trying to find one that's still in the package like yours.
What I wouldn't do, Susan, is open it up and put them in your mouth. Because I'm guessing that's lead paint all over those things. That's just my guess.
I know. Right? And my son can't play with these,
I wouldn't necessarily.
Yeah, you've definitely got something because I'm not finding many or anything at all in the package still. So that's awesome. I mean, you might be in the 125, 150 to start and do an auction. Yeah,
$150 for those.
Because loose, they're going for like $50.
For each one.
Yeah, each
like,
one. Each
like
one. Yeah,
a $2 purchase probably.
Yeah,
if that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
'60s and '70s was the heyday. If you have any Hot Wheels with that, that's where it's at. All especially if you have them in the box.
Way to go, Susan. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Bye. All right, we got a lot of calls on here, Greg. 312-981-7200. Why don't we do this? We'll take our last break of the night here, and we will come back. I got Patrick on the line, which looks awesome, Tim, Alex, and I got a million texts to get through.
All right.
Including a text that just said, Snake Eyes was the kick-ass ninja who was mute on the good side. And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly right, Snake Eyes. I think he wore all white.
Well, that, maybe that was the bad guy. There was a bad ninja and a good ninja, and they always fought each other.
Yeah.
I'm just helping you.
I'm learning.
You know, when you go out to the garage sales in McHenry this weekend.
You're right.
You're going to be like, oh, a bunch of G.I. Joe guys. I should get these guys. They're probably, and then you bring them home. You'd be like, oh, they're worth $2,500.
Right.
See, I was right. Yep. All right. Swap meet. Stay with us.
Thank you.
All right, it's Download Swap Meet. Greg Flam at DuPage Picker here in studio, 312-981-7200. We got a lot of stuff to get through. I'm going to go to Patrick to kick us off here. Patrick, what
do you
want to brag about, buddy?
Tonight?
It's going great, man. How you doing?
Good. First of all, Snake Eyes was the black ninja. He was mute. Storm Shadow was the white ninja.
Storm
he was evil.
Shadow.
And Duke was played by Storm Shadow. He was with Cobra. Duke was played by Channing Tatum, and Cobra Commander was Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I mean, before he became Cobra Commander, it was Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Okay, man. Wow. Thank you so much. You made my night.
Yep, awesome.
That was all information that I needed.
Download Nation.
Storm
comes
Shadow.
Through.
Best ever. And Shipwreck was with the parrot on his shoulder, right?
I believe so. Yeah. I didn't really watch the cartoon so much myself in the 70s. I was more of a Voltron kind of guy.
There you go.
All right, what do you got?
Voltron, yeah. Okay, I don't know if these are worth anything. My grandmother had them. She used to get them at Union 76 back in the 70s. I think you filled up and they gave you one. They were NFL glasses, tumblers, and cocktail glasses. I've got the Chicago Bears. I got about seven of them.
Are they the gray tinted ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
The rounded bottom.
Yeah. I still see those almost every other week. They're probably $4 to $8 a piece.
Okay.
Is what they're worth.
That's
obviously, you know, you have to be careful shipping those.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm looking more. I keep them more because they were my grandmother. So, of course, she's gone.
How many do you have?
I have seven of them.
Great.
We used to have the tall tumblers, but most of those got broken.
Yeah.
So I'm lucky that these seven stayed intact.
Yeah. With the rounded bottoms. Yeah. Those can.
Exactly.
Yep.
You know, those. Also, do you remember when 3M did a series of board games based on sports?
Not offhand. Which ones are you thinking?
I've got one called 3M Blue Line Hockey. It's a board game based on hockey. I have it. It's a 1973 version. Shrink wrap still intact, all pieces.
Wow.
And it's just never been open.
Awesome, man. That's awesome.
Never been open.
Wow.
It's done by 3M.
Yeah, there's quite a few on here, ranging from $10 to $40. I'm sure if it's still shrunk wrap, you're on the higher end, 40 plus.
Wow.
Make sure you do an auction if you do sell it.
There you go, Patrick. That's awesome, man.
Great.
Good stuff.
Thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate it. Yep.
Cool. Thanks.
You could watch Mitch Trubisky with those cocktail glasses. Drink
right.
A little. Okay. Let's go to Tim. Tim, what do you want to brag about, Tim?
So, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to brag about it, but I've really been a big fan of, like, Columbia Exposition because it's a Chicago sort of thing, and especially the book.
Yeah.
And so I snagged a bunch of what looks like there's a week pass or like a weekly pass. Cause I sent a picture in through the text line.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys got that. And then I've got, individual tickets. I've got three of the presidents and an Indian. And then I have a couple of railway stubs. And then I have a employee badge with someone's name on it.
For the Columbian Exposition.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Find passes.
I didn't get the picture, by the way.
Yeah.
You probably sent it to the sports radio. They're right now going, someone just sent us a picture. I know. It didn't come through.
The red and green tickets are like a bunch of three of them are going for anywhere from $15 to $35. A pass looks like they took a best offer. They asked $150 and took best offer, so it could be $75 or $100. So there's
that's not
that.
Bad.
Yeah, so that's cool.
All right, awesome. Thanks, Tim.
Cool, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, Alex. Alex, what do you got, Alex? What do you want to brag about?
It's my great-great-grandfather's rocking chair. It's a turn-of-the-century piece here. It's a Stickley brand product.
Stickley.
Okay. I was able to contact the museum, but they couldn't give me any sort of value on it, not that I'd want to sell it. But they sent me some information here as well that I could tell you about that might help us out here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You're looking about $500 to $700. Let me do some more searching here.
$500 to $700?
Yeah.
Wow. Rocking chairs. I'm in the wrong business.
Mm-hmm.
Should get into rocking chairs.
Yeah, furniture is huge. If I had the space, I'd be into furniture and bikes. but don't have the room.
All right. Thanks,
but
Alex.
Yeah, one for 700 plus. So that's
700 plus.
Yeah.
Take it. There you go.
Yeah, wow. That's
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it is, man.
Yep. Good luck.
You could open up your own high-end, like Andersonville, cool antique shop, right? Mm-hmm. And make that one the centerpiece. And it's just funny. Like Tim's stuff just came through at the exposition. It's just late. But you could put that cent, like that would be the piece, and just say
overprice it by
double. You could double it.
Yeah.
414 says, tell Susan those are called Hot Wheel Blister Packs.
Blister Packs.
First one, 67, 68, 69. Very rare, $300 mm-hmm. and up. Although yeah, I couldn't
find one in the blister pack. So
I'm not
just
even
loose.
Sure if it's, yeah. 708, I have Billy Blastoff mm-hmm. from the 60s, both construction worker and astronaut with box plus many. Individual pieces.
Okay, individual pieces. That yeah. If you had them like each one in its own box, it'd be $200 to $400 each one.
Wow.
But loose now, you know, you got to do some research, and it's probably $40-$50 maybe. But right. Some of those pieces, like I said, you know, you can get $15-$20 just for a boot, GI Joe boot or something.
309 says he have the pitcher yard of baseball from the 1906 Cubs World Series team. Players across the bottom in complete uniform and names, Wrigley Field in the middle. My great uncle gave it to me 20 years ago, and before that he had it in his tavern since it was released. Yes, that's awesome.
Mm. Yeah, not finding that. Obviously, it sounds rare.
That's cool. I like mm-hmm. that. I liked that a lot. 847 says, Revolutionary War bayonet.
Yeah, I had
that. What do you think? that's all I got.
I mean, generally, you know, 150, 200 and plus, depending condition and things like that. But, yeah, it's war memorabilia.
This weekend, they had The Patriot on one of the stations, mm-hmm. the Mel Gibson movie. And then they had Independence Day.
I saw that.
On E!, right?
Yeah, I caught.
And I don't know the actor's name, but there's an actor, a character actor, who plays like a lieutenant in the Redcoat Army in The Patriot. And then he's also like a soldier who helps, who's like fourth in command in the Independence Day movie, like by the president. I just thought that was cool. I'm like, 4th of July is big for this guy.
Yeah, I, yeah, double duty.
Yeah. I have an original 3-foot Bozo head carpet.
Yeah, that I didn't get to.
815, a Bozo head carpet, 3-foot, original, no knockoff.
Yeah, pulling that up here.
Bozo head. I'm pulling up the Bozo head carpet. Doesn't show up.
Yeah, it's not coming up. No, none here. All so right. That, you that's, know, right. That's a good sign.
224. Hey, guys, this is Ken with the World War II generators. I couldn't talk much because I was being pulled over by the police.
That is awesome.
I was pulled over to the side of the road while talking to you. All went well. No ticket.
Awesome. Good job.
Oh, sir, I've got some World War II generators. I was just trying to call the radio station. I'm sorry I was on my phone.
That is awesome.
Okay, well, just be careful.
Hands
next
free,
time.
Ken.
Hands free, Ken. All right, keep going here. I got a buggy, a Pram, PRAM, mm-hmm. Pedigree 61 Victor baby carriage. Ooh, it looks like, it's old school. They sent pictures. It looks like the baby carriage at the beginning of Ghostbusters 2. You remember that when the Sigourney Weaver's going and then the bubbling stuff comes up and it mm-hmm. pushes the carriage to the middle of the street. Remember that?
Yep. My mind was on Rosemary's Baby for some reason. But
it's the beginning of Ghostbusters 2. Classic.
No,
classic.
That's a good find. It's 180 plus, you know, for that, depending on condition, of course.
Really? All right.
Yep, 1961.
All right. Let's see. As they spend over itself for thousands. No. All right, here we go. 815 says, hey guys, I have a Beanie Baby given away at Cubs games with ticket.
Okay.
I mean, if you're doing a Cubs Beanie Baby.
Yeah, let's see what those are going for. It's our annual Beanie Baby.
I know, there's always got to be one, right?
Yep. It's all right.
Yeah.
Cubs Beanie Baby. Starting at $6 and up, and there's looks like about 5 or so currently on there.
All right. I guess that's okay, right?
Yeah.
For and, Beanie Babies.
Some have sold. One sold for $36, so hey.
You'll take it because you got that for free, right?
That's a few
beers.
That's
how it usually goes. Greg Flam joins us every week here on the download to do swap meet on Wednesday nights. A great night again tonight. So this is a big weekend for garage sales. You're going to be out at Wolf's?
I'll be at Wolf's. I'm there almost every Sunday. Garage sales tomorrow. estate sales all week. So you'll see me around, yeah. That's what I do.
All right, Greg Flam, good to see you, buddy.
Thank you.